mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number three, post-election coverage. Lord Kerry has capitulated now an hour and a half ago to his cousin, to his sworn, honored brother in the Order of Death, the Order of Lucifer, the Black Knights. He has capitulated in the staged event. It is complete. Another victory for the New World Order against the forces of humanity. It would have been a victory for the New World Order if Kerry won. And now the Republicans run absolutely everything, the majority of the legislatures, the state governorships, the executive, the judicial, the legislative at the federal level. And you'll now see an age of forced drugging, forced psychological testing, national ID cards, checkpoints, transponders in cars, national sales taxes, compulsory national service, won't call it a draft, giant government. This is your new freedom. And you'll see Arnold Schwarzenegger as your president in 08. We'll talk about that. About to go right back to your calls. The staged election of 04 was simulated mock political combat to get you in the two camps, to get you under the control, to make you think you have a choice so you won't struggle. The illusion of freedom. The illusion of an escape route. The only escape is unlocking your mind and facing this matrix-like wall of wickedness for what it is. All right, let's go to Alan in Ohio. Alan, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I'm listening on the new 9985. Really, superpower.
All right, great.
Gentleman from Ohio that was talking about the Libertarian candidate. They did print it in the paper. He got 10,000 and some votes in the state.
Yeah, but then you watch the national news, it doesn't even show him getting 1%. But if in Ohio...
You got 79 in my county, including mine.
All right.
Okay, here's what my question is. I'm a reader of the Chapman letter. He says the U.S., UK, and Israel are preparing a preemptive Iran strike.
They said they are, yeah.
To do yet this year. Now, my question is... You think maybe they'll just forget the terrorist attack and go right straight to the wars?
Well, they're calling this a mandate for preemptive war, but I don't know. It'll probably come after the new year. The mullahs, by the way, Iran publicly endorsed Bush. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, and so did Vladimir Putin, another wonderful person. You got to ask yourself why. Because, frankly, Kerry was more hawkish than Bush.
I don't know. You know, they may do the terrorist thing, but it sounds like they may just skip it and go right straight to the war and forget all that since we were, you know, commenting about it and talking about it.
There's got to be another convenient terror attack for that to happen.
And to get the draft, too. That legitimizes the draft, right?
Absolutely. And Iran is such a tyrannical state that it is very unpopular with most Iranians, and so that's why the globalists think it's ripe for the picking. But if they miscalculate, we could lose hundreds of thousands of troops in Iran. Iran is much stronger than Iraq.
Well, anyway, the folks out there need to know it's coming, regardless of what the comments about it are.
Well, the Republicans run everything now, so let's just see what they do.
Okay, that's what I got, so...
Well, they've got control of everything. They had control before, but now it's a huge margin. And let's see what they do. Let's put pressure on them to start repealing big government, to control the border, to repeal gun laws. But that wouldn't hold your breath.
No. Nope. I see it the same way you do.
What are you, some kind of liberal? You're against gun control?
No way.
Hey, thanks for the call, Alan. All right, Fred and... Tim and Steve and everybody else, your calls are up next when we get back. Your chance to chime in about the 04 staged election. Stay with us.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagen aid from Thin and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
I've gone down 35 pounds, and I've got energy and vitality that I never dreamed that I would ever have again. I'm going to be 51 years old, and I feel as good as I did when I was 35, and I look that good, too.
That's great.
You can lose weight, too. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants. Our track record is proof that Vim and Vigor's collagenate really works. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN.
And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. 1-800-622-8446. That's 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's what I'm going to do. Until about 40 after, I am going to take one call after another as fast as you fill up the lines that open up. And no matter how good your question or statement is, I'm keeping you down to about a minute, and I'll have 30 seconds of comment. So I'm going to give everybody a chance. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, dial in. Again, 2 hours ago, roughly 2 hours ago, John Kerry capitulated to George Bush, rolling over to him, despite the fact that it showed that exit polls in many states showed Kerry was winning, but those magic electronic voting machines, especially in Ohio, where the owner of Diebold said, "I am committed, I will deliver you the electoral votes," when he owns the machines. And again, I'm not for Kerry either. The point is, this shows how staged it is. And then I want to get into how Bush controls everything now at federal and state level and how we should pressure them to really be conservatives, but don't hold your breath. So that's coming up, plus a lot of electronic voting machine fraud news, some police state news, some foreign international news. While we're all distracted by this, we better keep our eye on some of the other issues. So get ready, callers. We're going to you. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Here we go. Let's go ahead and who's up next here in order? Fred in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I want you to
could you lay out some examples, Alex, of the number one, the inadvertent posting of results before an election, and number two, the absurd upset of a candidate like Buchanan by Dole, that type of an example, where you have manipulation and tampering of a total. Could you kind of throw some examples down that you know of? I know of a half a dozen that I've heard for the first one, and several for the second type.
Well, clearly Buchanan, they admit in hindsight, won a bunch of states that they claimed he got like 5% of the vote. And after they counted, he actually won in 96 against Dole in the primaries. I was working at the election center just to watch things in 96. And about 60% of the ballots I looked at, I was just stacking them up to stick them in the machine, but I could see them on the Scantron, were for Buchanan. And I was talking to all the other tables, getting the, you know, the ballots in the right order to stick them in the machine. But then it showed he got like 5% in Austin when the guy had almost all the votes. We had in 98, ABC News, days before, posted the exact results of the election that indeed happened. Wouldn't say why they did it. A few weeks ago in Green Bay, they posted the results of Bush winning as he did on their TV website from the AP. 2 days ago, Rocky Mountain News did it, posted the results. I mean, it's bizarre. And then
it is bizarre. It is bizarre, and I do think that there. If I don't have the time to gather these examples, but they're hard examples. These are not. These are not.
Yes, we're living in total. We're living in total fraud. Okay. Yes. Thanks for the call, Fred. Okay. It's admitted. It's a fraud. Convicted hackers and felons or vice presidents of these companies. It's total fraud. They've been caught stealing elections the last 5 years with these things. It's a total fraud. Okay, and they say just trust us. Steve and Mass. Actually, Tim in Connecticut's up next, then Stephen Mass. Tim in Connecticut, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
God bless you, sir, and God bless what you're doing. I just recently had a heart attack, and I just felt compelled to call you. I get a little sick and tired because, you know, I care for you so much, what you're doing, and I get a little sick and tired when you get so agitated, especially when you say that, you know, yeah, they're laughing at us, and they're laughing at us. And I'd called you once before, and I told you about a document called the Hidden Tyranny. It's also called, it's also known as the Rosenthal Document. And on page 23, it tells you why they are laughing at us. They're laughing at all forms of passive resistance, TV, radio, falling short of physical expulsion. Europe had this problem, and Europe decided that they had to physically expel them out of their country because all forms of passive resistance just don't work against these buggers. And I just wanted to get the word out because I know you're out there doing everything you can, and God bless you for it. I just want to get the word out.
Well, listen, you know, Tim, here's the difference. I haven't read this document, but...
You should, Alex, really.
But I mean, obviously you think it's a Jewish conspiracy?
No, I heard Tex Mars on October 31st. I listened to it at 10 p.m. at night, and he was like just racking on Bush in the White House, saying Ariel Sharon is like...
No, I mean, obviously there are Zionist high-level in the New World Order.
Right, right.
But at the very top, it's a Germanic death cult. I've really studied this.
Right.
And they just manipulate different groups, and it's levels within levels of this thing, and I think it's counterproductive to say it's any one group running things, because then that plays into the globalist hands. But I'll check out what you're saying. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Steve in Mass. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I wish I could say the same.
Well, I'm still alive, and there's still a lot of freedom. You know, I mean, either way, they win.
Not for long. Not for long. Now that Bush is back in there, he's got more control than he had before. I listened to you a few minutes ago when you would talk to the Bev Harris from blackbox.org voting, the blackbox.org, and I was on her website reading some of the things that she's requesting through the Freedom of Information Act when John Kerry conceded to his cousin George Bush. I know they're in the same fraternity with Skull and Bones and all of that nonsense there, and I think this fix has been in long before 2000, and before this election in 2004. I think part, you know, my honest opinion is that Terry's part of all this whole thing. He's part of the scam.
Oh, that's I totally agree. I mean, we clearly have him winning in exit polls in key states by wide margins, and then the Diebold machines show the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been caught doing this over and over again. Does he challenge it?
No, he didn't challenge it. That's what amazed me. He did challenge Ohio, but he didn't challenge Minnesota. He didn't challenge Pennsylvania. He did not challenge Florida. Now, yesterday, I was watching part of the election on Channel 7, NBC News from Boston, the affiliate station. They were at Democracy Plaza with Tom Brokaw and Tim Russert. There was the lady that came on, and she said that she touched, on the touchscreen voting machine, she touched John Kerry. The vote went to George Bush.
Look, we have that in the local Austin paper.
Well, you have that in the paper already.
That happened to people here in Austin, and it gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
We had a record turnout. The numbers, three-hour lines, are much bigger than just, you know, a few million extra people voting. And so there's all type. Look, I have a giant stack. Of election fraud, it wouldn't matter who won because they're both for the same thing.
Exactly.
But it just shows that it's completely staged.
Well, what I was going to say, even if Kerry had won the election, it wouldn't have mattered because the Republicans are still in control. They still control the House. They still control the judiciary.
Kerry's for NAFTA and GATT and Free Trade Area of the Americas and for total amnesty and for assault weapons bans and for signing on to UNESCO. He's for everything Bush is for. Thanks for the call. I'd be just as depressed if it was Kerry. The only good thing if it would have been Kerry is conservatives would stop thinking big government and force psychological testing and AmeriCorps is conservative. Chris in Kentucky. Chris, go ahead. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I tell you, this is one of the most welcome to the Communist States of America. More power. And I want to tell the listeners out there, I was a Republican, okay? I was a Republican, and now I see there is no left or right anything anymore. And this, it just...
There's nothing but organized criminals sucking us dry and setting up a police state to start butchering us.
That's exactly right. You know, it's just this staging with Mrs. Kerry about name-calling to the First Lady Bush's wife. I mean, that's staged. I heard this at work all day. Oh, they should
get... No. WWF wrestling's real.
Yeah, that's real. And it just... also, we had problems with our voter machines here. We have the write-in.
Well, sir, it's ridiculous. Everywhere had the machine shutting down, having problems, kicking out 10,000, 50,000 votes there.
Yeah.
Just giant lines of people. I'm voting for Kerry. And then you count it up, and Bush wins in those very precincts. It's a joke.
Yeah, and now they're talking, we need some touch tone screens. Would that be a good idea for Kentucky? It's all over the media. They're pushing for it.
And again, it's already digital in your state in most of the areas. They just put it on the Scantron, which is then run into a computer.
Yep, and it's all the fraud. And I'm making copies of your American Dictators, and I'm going to keep going with this. It's time to wake people up. I'm more pumped up.
Well,
than
here's the deal. When they're making you take a transponder in your car in the next couple of years, drive it, and everything's a toll road, when they're forcibly psychologically testing your child by law, when the border's completely wide open with blanket amnesty, when we're signed on to UN taxes and Bush is in office, just ask your conservative friends, and they'll go, well, at least it isn't Kerry.
Yes, exactly.
This is a joke.
How brainwashed everybody is out here. And I've been trying to tell people at work today, and they just get like that Bohemian Grove image, and I'm like, no, Bush is good. They snarl, you know, and I'm still working on it, and I'm not going to stop, Alex.
We're conservatives around here. We like the new national ID card about to pass.
We like to worship Moloch and do devil worship, and it's not okay for us, but that's the Christian conservative way.
If your neighbor was worshiping Moloch or in Skull and Bones, they've released video of them openly worshiping Satan, and they admit it's real. And then they make jokes about it and go, well, it's just fun.
Just fun, yeah. That's all they say, and both sides say that. It's just for fun.
You see, it's all out in the open now. It's all out in the open. Everything they're doing is just flaunting it. And they're saying, hey, we're putting in the machines, the voting machines. There's nothing you can do. We're militarizing the police. We're holding lots of camps for you. We'll make everything a crime. Shut up, slaves.
And just
Shut up.
Break into your house and take anything we want with no warrant.
That's right. You learn how to be slaves.
Yeah, that's conservative.
It's for your own good. Shut up.
Yeah, that's a good neoconservative.
Yeah, well, the good news is the awakening's accelerating. We're going to win this thing. We'll be right back, folks, with more of your calls, more news.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
Oh, my gee. This is Dennis Hastert here. I wish we could repeal some of this stuff, but we can't. Our margin's too small in the House and Senate. They got giant gains in the House, giant gains in the Senate. A lame duck president who can do whatever he wants, isn't facing re-election. What is it, 34 governorships, most legislatures, the Supreme Court, everything. The federal agencies reorganizing their Homeland Security, the bureaucracies under their... They could get rid of all of it. Don't hold your breath because you'll suffocate. You're going to see the age of big government, the age of corporate welfare, the age of compulsory service, the age of the New World Order. Democrats are going to gallop along happily with it. It is staged. You don't think when you get into trillion-dollar scams that it isn't staged? There's a lot of money and power involved here. Rob in Tennessee, then Eric, Vanessa, Ed, Vince, and others. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. Good talk to you. Okay, here's my take on the election and the numbers and all that stuff. Okay, like, even if the numbers are correct, and I'm not saying they are, but even if they were correct, you'd have to believe that the majority won. If you add the Democrat and the independent vote, it comes up way over what the Republicans got. Would you say that's true?
Oh, most clearly, if you add the Constitution Party, Libertarian Party, Green Party, in with the Democrats, that Bush did not get a majority of the votes. But we have a constitutional system where the states are independent, and I believe in the Electoral College.
Right, right. Well, you know, and, I mean, this should be an outcry to the president. I mean, I voted Libertarian. I voted my conscience. And, you know, I don't believe that President Bush is going to acknowledge this. He's just going to laugh and, like you said, you know, and giggle about it. And he's going to say, you know, I did it. I did it. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to war with who I want to go with. And that's basically it. I mean, you know, we have no choice about it. It's not what we want. It's what he wants.
Well, remember, George Bush isn't running anything.
Right.
But, yes, it's what the elite wants. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Rob. Eric in Mass. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to make a comment on an article I was reading on Save the Males last week where he was trying to say Kerry is in league with the European branch of the Illuminati and Bush represents...
Yeah, I know. Henry's a good guy, but, I mean, I totally disagreed with that. Obviously, the Bin Laden tape would help Bush. And I don't know how anybody could come up with the idea that it would help Kerry.
Well, he was saying that, you know, Bush winning the election would go against what the European branch's wishes were and that it would throw a monkey wrench.
Well, I'll say there's an indicator there that the Bilderberg Group did endorse Kerry, and that does show a fissure.
Right.
But Europe owns this country, brother.
Oh, no,
England, England, Germany, the Dutch own this country. You know, I can look at the actual numbers of holding companies and who owns what. You know, that's why people call them, go, oh, it's the Jews, it's the Jews. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess the Rothschilds are Jewish, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, they've been
most of them. I mean, really, they're so German and Austrian, you can't even, I mean, maybe there's some Jewish blood back there. I mean, what does it matter? But most of it is owned by Dutch and British and German royalty, which is Saxe, Coburg, Gotha. It's the same family. And they trace their bloodlines back to Vlad the Impaler, that's MSNBC, and that's who really owns things. And so Europe uses us as the bad cop through this whole thing, and then going back to the Dark Ages, whenever the population gets mad at the king's tyranny, they hang the Jews out to dry and use willing Jewish accomplices to sell out their own people. Zionists, this is mainstream, actually were in league with Hitler.
Yep.
I mean, that's true. So,
my grandmother was Austrian, and she fled from Austria when Hitler was coming to rise and fled to America with my mother. I'm actually first-generation American on my mother's side. And, you know, so I have kind of a knowledge of the Hitler tyranny and how it's mirrored so well in our country now. You know, these people that walk around and, oh, I'm free. And I try to tell people there's more to being American than just waving a flag and running your mouth. It's staying informed and seeing, you know, putting the spotlight on these snakes, you know, and trying to drive them out like St. Patrick. And, you know, just it's very frustrating. I applaud your efforts on how you do this every day, day after day, because I find it very discouraging when I try to wake up friends and family and, you know, and try and enlighten them. And it's a very hard thing to do.
Well, we're being deindustrialized and a control grid's being put in place. And as things get worse, I just hope 3 years down the road, conservatives go, man, Bush ran everything and things got worse. Well, why? They've got this super majority now. And they're going to give you a con and get Arnold ready to be our new Lord and Master because he loves Hitler. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SinFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SinFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SinFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're back live. I'm just going to take five more calls because I got a bunch of news I want to cover. Vanessa, Vince, Dave, Storm, Ed. Sorry to others, we're not going to have time to get to you, but we'll get to those five that I just mentioned. We'll recap some of the top stories and talk to Paul Watson with some of his unique insight here in just a moment. Before we do that, I hope you'll take advantage of the specials I'm offering on my videos and the books I've published, the book I wrote, the other book I published. We have the Expose 9/11 as an Inside Job special with my 2.5 hour, almost really 3 hour, video 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, my 2+ hour video Masters of Terror, two 9/11 films covering different areas of the this trigger event the globalists used. Then you get George Humphrey's 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati video, and Eric Huffschmid's 9/11 Painful Deceptions video. That's over 9 hours of video. And you get Paul Watson's book, normally $19.95, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, for $59.95. That normally would cost you over $100. It's a $53 discount. That's the 9/11 Inside Job special. I also have a book special, my book and Paul Watson's book, over 540 pages. And that is two books for $19.95. I have my American Dictators video, 115 minutes long on DVD, 95 on VHS. You get one copy for $19.95, each additional copy for $5.95, as many as you want. And we also have 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. This is only a DVD special. The 170-minute film, The Tour de Force, giving you the big picture of government-sponsored terror and where they're going with this. For $24.95, one copy, each additional copy, $5.95. So buy one for yourself, or if you already have it, buy one, and then buy three or four more copies to give as gifts. Give early Christmas gifts and say, look, here's the gift of knowledge. Or make copies of my films to get them out to people. But, you know, it's a nice gift if it's an original with a color cover and the nice CD with the imprint on the top and all the rest of it. And then there's a bunch of other specials. I think we got this posted. My bumper stickers are now free if you just pay for the shipping. 15 bumper stickers and just pay for the shipping. Infowars.com bumper stickers. I just want to get the word out. Time is short now. We've got a dictatorship now of one party because the Democrats are going along with everything. Please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart any of the films, or call toll-free to get them. And if you missed any of these specials, you can call and ask about those. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv with my weekly TV special reports, my best audio interviews from the show, special text reports, all 11 of my documentary films, my book, Paul Watson's book, you can read online as e-books, a bunch of other documentary films we've been authorized to post. All of that, hundreds of hours of video, you name it, hundreds of hours of audio, updated on a every couple day basis, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. We can fight against this. Paul Watson, we're about to take five calls and get into news, but any new developments since we had you on checking in with us an hour ago?
Well, yeah, basically Kerry's come out and gave his speech in which he said, quote, in America it is vital that every vote count, but the outcome should be decided by voters, not a protracted legal fight. Kerry said, I would not give up this fight if there was a chance that we would prevail. And yet, at the same time, the internet now is aflame with vote fraud stories.
And it's because, admitted. I mean, we're talking about PC World. Thousands of admitted scams are reporting on. People going in and voting for one person, it shows another. Exit polls showing Kerry winning by 15%, then Diebold gives it to Bush. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, here's the thing. On several swing states, and every state that had electronic voting, but no paper trails, showed an unexplained advantage for Bush of around 5% when compared to exit polls, when you compare them to actual results. But in every state that had paper audit trails on their electronic voting, the exit poll results matched the actual results within the margin of error. So the turnaround from the exit polls to the actual results is that solely focused on the electronic voting machines. I mean, I was on the air this time yesterday reading the exit polls, and in 13 key states, Kerry was clearly leading in 9, Bush in 3, and 1 was tied. And so it's looking more and more like Kerry won the election, but, you know, threw it to his cousin. And basically, there was an agreement which they both knew about. And there's more. I'm about to post an article about how in Cincinnati, ballots for 40 precincts were taken to a local public school instead of the election HQ, where they were handed over in sealed bags with no record of transfer to these unknown individuals who put them in the back of trailers. And there's a photograph of one of these individuals loading the sealed bags onto a trailer. And the trailer has a Bush Cheney 2004 sticker in the trailer window. And this is in an area which was expected to heavily vote for Kerry.
And we're getting confirmed reports of this everywhere. And again, it doesn't mean we're for Kerry. It shows how it was staged.
And then again in Ohio, at around 1 a.m. this morning or last night, the mayor of Columbus, Ohio, Michael B. Coleman, came out and said that although Bush was leading by 100,000 votes, he said 190,000 Kerry votes are now coming through from a place called Cuyahoga, which is difficult to pronounce, but he said there were 190,000 Kerry votes on the way, and yet they never came. And then we get all these reports of strange individuals with Bush Cheney stickers loading them on the back of trailers.
And we got photos of it. Unbelievable. And then Kerry, who could really challenge this, doesn't challenge it. Let's take some calls. Vanessa in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been aware of the New World Order for a long, long time. I'm 36 years old. I had an uncle who was a Green Beret who was in Vietnam, did many, many missions. When he got out, he went out and started working for the CIA. And then he knew too much, and he had to leave the country. He was basically expelled from the country. There was a bounty on his head. He's since died. But one of the discussions I can remember as a little girl is, you know, where do you go? Where do you go? Worst case scenario, where do you go? And that's what I want to ask you. Where do you go?
It's a new world order. There's nowhere to run. You only... I mean
you talk about taking
your family
out of the country. Where are you going to go? Patagonia?
Well, I said I'm not leaving the country if you listen to what I said.
No, your family.
I said if stuff really gets bad, my family, I'm prepared to get my family out of the country.
But realistically, where are you going
to
send them?
Well, where I plan to send my family is a private matter, but it's only a stopgap measure, and I'm not going to give people advice on where they should go if they decide to punch out.
You see the problem. I mean, they're really you can only run for so long, and that's all I had to say. I mean, it's rather discouraging. I'm a patriot like you, and
well, I'm going to stay in Nazi Germany, and I'm going to stay here and fight our new Lord Schwarzenegger, who will be our president in 08.
Indeed. Well, it's come to the point, you know, I'm reaching the end of my childbearing years here. I haven't started a family, and I'm not really inclined to.
Well, we need good people to continue. Life must go on, and we've faced greater adversity than this in history, and we've got the power, and, they can try to pull all these scams, but as they pull their scams, more resist. Look, 5 years ago, half the people didn't listen to me. Now everybody listens to me.
All right, thank you, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, and this is my own broadcast and all these AM and FM stations, but I do all these other broadcasts, and nobody calls in now. I mean, it's almost nobody. Paul, you heard me in England for an hour and a half on the number one talk station in the country. Goes into Ireland, to Scotland, everything, and into Wales, even into Europe, and not one caller called in disagreeing, even though the host was attacking me. And that's the same thing happens every day. I mean, people just know in their guts it's true. Paul?
Well, yeah, and I remember you were on that show. You know, probably 2 or 3 years before, you had maybe 3 or 4 that called in to attack you. Now it's none at all. So, I mean, it's the same case here in Britain. I mean, people are more sceptical than ever of government. Maybe not in some states in America, because there's still that kind of naivety that, you know, when Bush says he prays, that they believe he really does. They really believe he's a Christian.
Well, he does pray, but one day, is it to Buddha one day, or to the Shinto shrine, or is it to Muhammad, or who are we praying to? Or, you know, one day it's Skull and Bones, next day it's Moloch or Lilith.
Well, yeah, and the point about, you know, running for the hills, I mean, obviously they're going to make it more difficult for anyone who wants to stay. First of all, buy a national ID card to get any kind of privilege, buy and sell. And then buy the implantable chip, so they're just going to tighten the vice as long as we stay here. The problem with trying to leave is that what they call non-integrating states who don't go along with the New World Order.
They're going and putting pressure on those.
The primary targets.
Yeah, primary targets. Whether those states are good or bad.
That makes them unsafe to go to.
Yeah, it's hell on earth. It's called world government. And we'll have our world leader, and he'll be worshipped. They'll believe Jesus has returned, and he'll be calling himself Jesus from a golden throne, and they'll think it's him, and they can't read their Bible, and, but, Paul, do you get my point about how the Republicans have never had this type of control? I mean, this is the super maximum majority, House, Senate, governors, judicial, legislative, everything, executive, and it's going to be total control. I mean, and the conservatives aren't going to care.
Well, I mean, this whole liberal backlash against it, which was phony anyway, isn't going to do anything either. until we realize that both sides are a stage, which is what this whole thing was, you know, pointing out. At least it gave us the opportunity, the fact that they were both Skull and Bones, had the same policies, to point that out. So, I mean, at least we took the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. Yeah, we're cousins, 15 members each year. Yeah, our policies are almost identical. But never mind, you can't see the voting records. Just shut up. Let's go ahead and talk to Vince in Indiana, or Illinois, excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello.
I've been listening to your program for the past 6 or 7 years, and you have been documenting this buildup of the tyrannical New World Order. It's very obvious to anybody that's paying attention. And I want to wish you good luck tonight on the Coast to Coast radio show with George Norrie. George Norrie seems like he's a pretty fair host. I don't know if he's ever seen your videos or not. Do you know if he has?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, I know the former host of that program, Art Bell, he was always a big disbeliever in the New World Order. He always poo-pooed off.
Actually, in one of his books, he said that we're going to have a New World Order.
Oh, there was always a lot of controversy with Art Bell and...
I don't want to get into a bashing fest here. I'm just thankful that George Norrie is fair and has a diverse crowd on, and it's the fairest mega radio show out there.
Yeah, oh, he's a great host, and it's a great program.
It's a mega broadcast.
You could use that program to promote your website, your videos, and you say that nobody ever...
The last time I went on there by myself for 3 hours, we got 25 million hits.
You know what would be great radio? You know what would be really great radio? You say that very few people ever call in to disagree with you. Wouldn't it be great if Art Bell called in to disagree with you, Alex Jones? That would be great radio.
Well, I don't want to get into a fight.
William Cooper would be rolling in his grave if that happened.
All right, thanks for the call.
All right.
Hey, listen, it's not about me, folks. And the open door there, they don't censor me. It's so important. And I think George Norrie's taking the program in the right direction. Well, let's go ahead. And I mean, Paul, do you have any comments on that?
Well, yeah, I listen to it, you know, on occasion from time to time. And compared to, you know, what it was before and what some of the other similar shows were before, they're all kind of going in the right direction, having the kind of guests on which bring out real information rather than...
And that's because this is the hunger. This is what people want.
Yeah, because people are kind of moving away from that whole speculative arena of what you might call conspiracy theory or... you know, UFOs or ghosts or whatever. People are really more hungry for real information that they can prove, because, I mean, the world's becoming more and more uncertain, so they want to get closer and closer to the truth without speculation. So that's the way it's heading, and, you know, it's good, and it's a good show to listen to. And obviously, with 14 million listeners, obviously you're going to get a big response.
I'd say more than that, man. That's incredible. That's just stations they have that buy ratings, and I'd say probably half their stations don't buy the ratings, so it's probably double that. Let's go ahead, because you can't talk about ratings unless you buy them. Most stations don't buy them. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, thanks for holding her on the air globally.
Hey, Alex. Regarding the coming, or the incremental, I should say, police state and martial law here in this country, history, as you have said, tells us about Hitler and others using ruthless criminals to run their military and their police states. What do you think, this is based on a thought that occurred to me, what do you think if there's a possibility that our military and government could be planning to use the untapped and huge resource of criminals
in
our prison?
Oh, you didn't know?
In training them?
You didn't know?
No, I didn't. I've tried to find it.
Okay, well, it was the Washington Times article 2 years ago. Did you know 20% of our army forces on the ground in Iraq are illegal aliens, and then they become legalized after a tour? And did you know that the Washington Times reported that they actually recruit aggravated felons? Paul, remember that article? We got to find that again.
Yeah, there's several articles on it where, I mean, they go into schools and they kind of try and focus on the most unstable people.
But, yeah, I mean, no. This is admitted.
Well, what about convicts in prison?
They are at, well, what they also do is somebody commits a crime and they say, okay, join the military and we'll drop the charges.
Wow.
But no, I have confirmed reports where you talk about a foreign army. 20% of the army, they're saying now like 50% of the Marines are illegal aliens, and then most of them are aggravated felons. That's the Washington Times.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, if somebody finds that again and emails it to Paul, he'll post it.
Cool.
Anything
Thanks,
else? Alec.
Nope, that was it.
Thank you, Dave. Let's talk to Storm in California. Go ahead, Storm.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you. It's funny you mentioned the saved second coming of Christ. I do think that will come, but that's not why I called.
Well, that's what the Bible says the Antichrist is going to do. He's going to say he's the Christ, and that's what it looks like they're setting up here.
Yeah, well, I'm not a Christian personally, but I do fear for Christians who will fall for this, and then they'll implement their one-world religion, and it'll, you know, they'll impose their values on us. Their values will become ours. But I really called to say I do think the election was staged, but I think it was a genuine infight amongst Illuminati families. The Windsors versus the Rothschilds, and the Windsors won out, and I think they will be punished by the Rothschilds for it. I also wanted to hit up, now that Bush is in power and this thing will go full steam ahead, I think that I want to say a scenario and see if you agree with how they'll go. I think they'll orchestrate martial law and create riots in this country. They won't have the troops to police them. They'll bring in the foreign troops, split the country up into eastern and western districts, Atlanta being the capital of the eastern. They got the Olympic bid in 96. Denver will be the western capital. They got the super airport. Washington will become an Illuminati religious capital, and New York will be the capital of the New World Order.
We'll talk about it when we get back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Okay, the problem with this thing, this theory that it's a Rothschild, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha power split, is that Kerry isn't fighting when Kerry has pure proof that the election was stolen. And it doesn't mean I'm for Kerry. Get it through your heads. It's staged. I don't see this shift. I don't see this split. They're in the same death cult. He's in the Germanic death cult, Kerry and Bush. That's the real dominant power arm. And again, the Rothschilds, you know, they're not Dutch, British, or German royalty, but they're married into these houses. And they're Luciferians, you know, so they're not what you'd call part of this, you know, this Jewish power block everybody talks about, you know, in this supposed split. Now, that's from real study, folks. I say what I believe, and that's from what I know to be. You know, you talk about making Atlanta the capital, all this. They have admitted plans to make a Western capital, Denver, if there's ever a nuclear strike on D.C., that's public. The Pan-American Union capital, they voted on this in 2001, right before 9/11, is either going to be Miami or Atlanta, leaning towards Atlanta. So that is true. There will be a new capital in Atlanta or Miami, probably Atlanta. Paul Watson, comments?
Well, I don't know whether they want to make it that obvious, you know, whether there's a great point to it, but I think there is a kind of fissure within the European Bilderberg and the Anglo-American, you know, sides of the equation. I mean, Blair privately said to his advisors that he wanted Kerry to win, but, you know, it's not really a strong line, a strong division. What has happened now in the last 10 minutes is that they're talking about John Danforth, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, replacing Colin Powell as Secretary of State to kind of fuse the U.N. and the new Bush administration together. So,
and by the way, he was the chief Waco whitewasher.
Yeah, I thought the name rang a bell, so now they're talking about him seriously replacing Powell in a reshuffle of the cabinet.
Yeah, and they're talking about Lord Ashcroft leaving.
Ashcroft, yeah, they're also saying Rumsfeld may only stay for another year or less. His replacement likely to be Condoleezza Rice. So, I mean, they're going to have a bit of a reshuffle, probably bring a few of the old boys back, maybe elevate Paul Wolfowitz. So it's basically going to be the same faces, but just in different positions.
Well, let's look forward 4 years. They're going to have a terrorist attack. They're going to have a constitutional convention. They don't even need a terror attack to do that. They'll have it on a gay marriage issue or a flag burning or something. They're going to repeal the 22nd Amendment. Nobody would vote for Arnold. But then they're going to have Hillary run, and I predict Arnold Schwarzenegger 2008. I really mean that. Arnold Schwarzenegger, 95% chance, will be the next president of the United States, and our road to humiliation will be complete. We'll have an Austrian cowbird. Cowbirds kick out the eggs that the bird laid and lay their own. We'll have the Austrian cowbird in there who says he admires Hitler and loves dictatorships and wants to be worshipped, and who he says he hates black people, they're subhuman, and imposes for gay porno mags. Perfect conservative leader for these sicko neocons. You will love him. You will worship him. You will love the abortion. You will love stem cell. You will love open borders. You will love gun bans, because he's going to be running against Hillary, and that's going to be staged because the Bushes and the Clintons work together. They always have, just like George Bush has been protecting Bill Clinton from Pardongate after 9/11. I mean, after he got into office in 2001. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, if it is Arnie in 08, I think they may wait until 12, kind of have Jeb Bush in there to continue the royal dynasty for another 4 years. But if it is Arnie, then I think you're really going to see the mask come off the face of the New World Order, and that's when a lot of it is really going to be, you know, the boot stomping on the human face. It's going to be more in our face than ever.
Well, they want him. At that point, they want him. Because he has the archetypal image of a war king, King Conan, and that's why they want him.
And he's also backed by the Rothschilds, so that, you know, that destroys the whole left-right in-split, you know, argument, because he's backed by both sides, basically.
He's been friends with Lord Rothschild since 1968. Thank you, Paul. Great coverage. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow.